flickering, it does not stay with the subject matter for a long time. For instance, while I'm speaking, I have thought of three things just in the last 30 seconds. I'm meeting a certain person in Beograd. I will get many information through the electronic mail. And one subject matter which I will talk about next Sunday. The mind does not stay with one subject. It really goes very, very fast through different subjects. You will see, Vanksi, you're trying to concentrate by writing down, but even though you try, make an effort to concentrate, you will see the mind will go, oh, why doesn't he respect me? Such things become. Why is there not this certain preparation in prasadam and so on? Yes, for instance.
Okay.
Yes, it will come. No. The second quality of the mind is that it is very strong. Great yogis have tried to concentrate the mind but failed. It is so strong, it is described that the mind will drag you from one body to the next. The mind is also strong in a positive sense. You can put someone in the prison, but if he chooses to be in a good mood, he is not affected by this. There is a song, Die Gedanken sind frei. Yes, they are very strong. Then the next thing is the mind is obstinate. If it has a certain idea and it doesn't want to be convinced, it will not be convinced. We have seen this many times in presenting the simple philosophy of Krishna consciousness. People who don't want to be convinced, the mind is so obstinate. It just says Kuala Puno and goes on with the old ways. So there's another quality of the mind which is similar to what is stated already. So bhakti yoga or any yoga means to fix this mind. Because when it's fixed by the intelligence, it becomes like a needle. Igla, which can go through any obstacle. What is the difference between a successful and an unsuccessful person? The successful person doesn't accept in his mind the word impossible. So we will now try to chant together Hare Krishna. For one round, people all chanted in the same voice. I want to invite every one of you to make this experiment. It does not matter if you don't have a beat back. Yes, but it helps. It helps. Yes. And maybe if you do this experiment, you will desire to get such beats. It could well the materialists believe to satisfy the senses to the end of time, that's the highest purpose.
The
devotees have a different opinion. What is interesting for you?
What is interesting?
Yes.
About yoga.
Yeah.
Well, first it is chanting.
Chanting. We want to hear about chanting.
So yes. The truth from one
thing. Okay. Okay. So we will speak about chanting. Mm-hmm. Who else wants to have something to say? Yes.
Oh, she is talking to someone from down.
Goswami, Goswami,
mm-hmm. На постоянном преданном служении и как дойти на постоянный преданный.
And how to come from one steady to steady person in devotional service?
Big subject. What is of interest for you, Alia? Everything. What is that?
She would like to hear something about how to combine a relationship. If you said a spiritual master, we should respect him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in the same time, simultaneously, we should understand his person. So she would like to know something about this subject matter and how did you realize this in your relationship with your daughter?
Yes. I think we have now six subject matters, and this is already a lot. So Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Because we have just started our little meeting with chanting the holy names, I want to first of all speak about the glories of the holy name. The holy name is an open secret. It is open because everyone can chant it. Like this, when I was entering into the Beograd airport, one man stopped me and said, "Koji je religija?" And I said, "Hare Krishna." And immediately his face lit up and he started to say, "Hare Krishna." And he pointed out and everyone said, "Hare Krishna." It was like an it came like a fire which was spreading on a So it is open.
Znači da je otvoreno.
Everyone has access to it.
I svako ima dostup, pristup prema tome.
At the same time it is a secret.
Ali istovremeno to je jedna tajna.
Which reveals itself.
Koja se otkriva.
Like a flower which opens more and more and allows the person who sees it to look inside.
Kao što je jedan svijet koji se onako polako otvara, onda nam dozvoljava time da vidimo kako izgleda unutra.
Yes. In the beginning, this is a good example. The bud has no smell and not much color.
Na početku, to je zapravo veoma dobar relevantan primjer, jer taj mali pupoljak na početku nema niti boju, niti miriša.
In the same way, the chanting in the beginning phases does not appear as attractive. You can come in our Beograd temple, we have very many beginners there. Just neophyte devotees. For most of them it is almost impossible to chant their rounds without talking in between. Because the mantra is not yet attractive to them. Yes. Therefore they need to talk and joke and have the Balkanitska friendship. Whereas when they are getting more advanced, which you can also see in our Beograd temple, they feel actually disturbed when they are interrupted in chanting. Because they experience the color and the fragrance of the holy name, which has become more open to them. They do not want to be interrupted. We hear when the holy name opens up a little bit more, the devotee sees the inside of the sound vibration, that is, he actually perceives Krishna.
I rečeno je zapravo da se kada se srce malo ovako otvori, onda zapravo bhakta naživljava sveto ime, odnosno sveto Krishna.
Can you imagine? He chants and he is in the presence of Krishna.
Zamislite, on mantra i u prisustvu Krishna.
Toito. He sees the quality of Krishna.
on vidi osobine Krishna.
And the lila, that is the pastime. At that time, the holy name takes him. To Vrindavan. His body may still fit in the Biogradsky temple. But his he is no longer on that level of reality. He doesn't think about the temple politics. Or the temple gossip, who has married whom, new styles of wearing dhotis or saris. It's totally detached from this mundane platform. Do you want this to happen? I think many of us are still afraid. We are too attached to the prison life of material existence. King Kula Shikar, he describes this unfortunate state. Oh, I'm so much attached to this body.
Oh, ja sam tako vezan za ovo telo.
Which will be eaten by worms and jackals.
Koje će biti progutano, šakal će ga progutati i crvi.
That I cannot fix my mind on Krishna.
Tako da ja ne mogu da fiksiram svoju na Krishna.
The only hope for me is the holy name.
I jedina nada za mene je sveto ime.
So, these are, of course, very exalted states of chanting Hare
Krishna.
For people like us, we should, but for, it's sometimes important to know the goal. If you forget the goal, then you forget to move on.
Jer ako zaboravimo taj cilj, onda ćemo ne zaboravimo da trebamo da se pomerimo.
If I would forget that I have to go to Beograd, I would just stay in Jagodina that whole time and eat prasada.
Ako ja zaboravim da trebam da idem za Beograd, onda se opet izgleda onda u Jagodini i jesu prasada.
Because I know I have to go to Beograd. So I will be very careful with the time. So chanting is, however, also effective in the beginning states of spiritual life. Even if it is difficult for you to concentrate, and even if you cannot imagine a life without long hair because of attachment to the body, the chanting is still very effective. What it will do to you is it will clarify the heart from anxieties. And you will see how many very auspicious things in your life happen. Maybe you have seen already because you chant. By the way, my remark, you can also wear green hats, it doesn't matter. It is not a matter of hair. It's a matter of attachment.
Yes.
This is a question. There are many things to be discussed in chanting the holy name. I, however, find the most important thing is how can we concentrate while chanting.
mislim da je najvažnije da razmislimo kako možemo da se koncentrišemo dok mantram.
I feel to concentrate, this is my experience, as a little private, is possible if you are in a certain mood.
Moje iskustvo je da je ta koncentracija moguća onda kada smo u jednom pravilnom raspoloženju.
Let me give you the example. If you want to really go to England, then you learn the English language very fast.
Kao primjer ću da navedem, ako želite slušati u Englesku, onda ćete se naučiti jezik veoma brzo.
The mood or the desire will help you.
Je ta želja i to raspoloženje.
Yes, I would really say mood is a little abstract, desire is a better word.
Yes.
You cannot imagine how much difficulty I had in my life when I was learning in school the English language. I remember there was a scene where my English teacher called me before the class and asked me before every one a question.
Ja mogu da se sjetim kako me učitelj engleskog pozvao pred celom učionicom i svim učenicima i pitao me jedno pitanje.
And it was understood that she would give me a note, the final note for my sum total note of the year according to my answer.
I to je zapravo u skladu s onim što bi on govorio, treba da dobije tu ocenu, zadnju ocenu koja za prvi.
So it was some complicated question about a story called The Great Gatsby from James Joyce.
I bilo pitanje o nekoj priči od James Joyce-a koja se zove
You also know, yes. And I remember I had not read this book because I was really having no desire to learn it. So I just, to make fun of her, I just said, I know it not. Now, to say it, everybody knows after 1 year of English, you have to say, I don't know it. But I said it just like you say it in German, ich weiß es nicht, I know it not.
Yes.
Which means someone who says like this also doesn't really know anything about English.
I da bi napravio šalu, to je zaista čudno, posle godinu dana učenja engleskog, rekao sam, ja ne znam, ali to ja ne znam je zapravo rečeno kao kad kažem da ja ne znam ja ili...
It's a little subtle. I made a joke about my English teacher. She wanted to make a joke about me by having me before all the class, but I was so angry with her, I didn't make a joke
about
her. But then I had to accept the note 6, which is the worst note in English. Gopal had similar experiences with the French language. But then, when I joined the movement for Krishna consciousness, and there was a need of a translator for the Bhagavad Gita from English into German, I learned English in a few months.
A onda kada sam došla zajedno s Krišni, bila je potreba da se prevede Bhagavad Gita sa engleskog na nemački. Onda je bila, ono sam naučila za par mjeseci.
By my desire.
Sa svojom željom.
Gopal also learned nothing in the school, but in a half a year in France, or not even half a year, few months in France, it came.
Isto on nije naučio engleski u školi, nemački, francuski u školi, ali kada je bio tamo posle par mjeseci već je znao.
Or our Ishvari, no knowledge of German.
I ja nisam imao puno znanja o nemačkom.
But now she speaks like an aristocrat German. Really? Yes. Aristokratski. Yes. Because the desire is there. This is the point. Desire makes impossible things possible. So if you chant, you need to have a desire for Krishna.
I ako mantramo, trebamo da imamo želju za Krishna.
Then you can concentrate.
Onda možemo da se koncentrišemo.
Otherwise, you cannot bind your mind with a thousand big chains made of the most heavy Kragujevac steel.
I da se nećemo moći da vežemo sa naš ljudi ni sa hiljadu lanaca napravljenih iz Kragujevca.
Yes. It is not possible.
Nije moguće.
So you need to increase your desire really if you want to chant properly.
Zaista je potrebno da povećamo svoju želju ako zamantramo, zamantranim ako želimo zaista da mantramo pravilno.
Your desire for spiritual life.
Odnosno želju za duhovni život.
Your desire for Krishna.
Želju za Krishna.
It's like an appetite.
To je kao apetit.
Need to increase. Now you are sick. You have no appetite for Krishna. Yeah, appetite. So we need to have the appetite. We need to increase the appetite. Is it? What do you think, Nanda Dulal? What do you think, Sanatan? What do you think, Mr. Radio?
I can't.
Yes, it is a very deep subject.
Da, ne može, ili veoma duboka tema.
I make it now very, very simple.
Ja sam da tu temu zapravo pojednostavio.
But each one of us must have a burning desire to become Krishna conscious.
Ali svako od nas treba da ima jednu goreću želju da postane svestan Krishna.
Then our chanting will be proper.
I onda će naše mantranje da bude pravilno.
I remember once one devotee called Jayahari was a Priyatalya of Mick Jagger, who is a well known singer of the Rolling Stones group. So he said, please chant one round with me. Mick Jagger. It was so painful for him to go through this one round. The poor boy looked so miserable. Yes, because he really had no desire for Krishna. If you would have told him, this is a mantra which gives you much enjoyment in this world.
Da smo mu rekli, ovo je mantra koja će ti dati puno uživanja u ovom svetu.
He might have gone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But spiritual life.
Ali duhovni život.
What is that? That's not relevant.
To nije ono, to nije relevantno, nije istinito.
Yes, yes, yes. Like so many people. When a person is very sick, a good meal tastes horrible.
Kad je osoba veoma gladna, dobro jelo, bolesna, a dobro jelo zapravo nema nikakav smeren odnosno.
How do you increase your desire to become Krishna conscious?
Kako možete da vratite svoju želju da postanete svesni Krishna?
Have you already heard about this style of sitting? You have heard? Oh. It's a remembrance this is big. So the question is how to increase desire. Have you ever thought about this I know that you know in theory, but this is too much theory. We want practical knowledge now. Once a famous guitarist told me how he wanted, how he increased the, how he learned to play guitar. He saw Jimi Hendrix. A few Jimi Hendrix is a very, very talented player. His playing is totally intuitive. Yes, he is a great musician in the in music which is can be categorized in the lower modes of nature, the ignorance. Yes. But in that field he is really inspired. There are Bach and Beethoven, whom especially Bach, who is more in the mode of goodness. I do not know your great composers in Yugoslavia. I know, only know Bajago, but he is not such a big original music. Yeah. He saw Jimi Hendrix a few times and spoke with him about, it's called, things are called a riff or a run, they sometimes in musical ripples, that's a sequence of, and then he developed a stronger desire. I have learned the same thing. If you associate with devotees who like to chant, your desire will increase. Urednu, Govinda? Now the man who asked the question is gone, so I will stop the question here. And go to the next question. Srila Prabhupada. It is very difficult to speak about Srila Prabhupada. I will speak with him about him today in terms of his strong desire to follow the orders of his spiritual master.
Yes.
A little while ago, one of my friends from India said that he met a man who knew Srila Prabhupada before he came to America. Yes. So Prabhupada was coming at that time. He had his apotheka still in Allahabad, but he was sometimes going to Yansi for preaching purposes. And he stayed at the house of a student of medicine. At that time, the student, one Mr. Shastri, was preparing for his exam in the medical faculty. So he had to study very, very deep into the night. and then go to bed maybe at 2 o'clock in the morning.
He should be withdrawn only the father.
And rest until quite, you know, for maybe 7 o'clock, and then go to the faculty. So he, one evening, one morning, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, he was woken up by Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said, I know it can be done.
Now it's in the mouth of the Uchini.
By spreading the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Even a person from the Western world can become Krishna conscious. I know it can be done.
Mr.
Shastri, he was thinking about 1,221 bones in the human body. Yes, and Prabhupada was glowing with enthusiasm. I know it can be done. Mr. Shastri said, Shanti, you're ruining my life. I must pick my examen. This is just an example how Prabhupada was glowing with spiritual knowledge. At that time he also said to another doctor, Dr. Mishra, the whole world, Dr. Mishra, is waiting for our spiritual revolution. You can see from these little drops of nectar how Srila Prabhupada is just fulfilled with Krishna consciousness. Maybe the most convincing statement was his behavior when he left us. At that time, Prabhupada's consciousness, he allowed his consciousness to withdraw.
Yes.
You can accept also a help from others. It is not a problem. And he sometimes experienced, therefore, great ecstasy. And he would cry. I saw with my own eyes the deep spiritual ecstasy were raging in him like two male elephants fighting in a field of sugar cane. Yes, it was very difficult for us to understand his mood because he was totally withdrawn. And when he left us finally, he had just a day before translated still the Bhagavatam. He had written, everything depends on Krishna. To understand this consciousness is called Krishna consciousness.
i da bi ima, kada imamo tu svjesnost, ta svjesnost se zove svjesnost Krishna.
And in this consciousness he left.
I u toj svjesnosti on je napustio.
He left serving his spiritual master.
On je napustio služeći svog duhovnog učitelja.
He left taking care of his disciples.
On je napustio vodeći brigu svojim učenicima.
He wanted many to come at his deathbed.
I on je želeo da puno njih dođe na njegovu samotničku posudu.
Because he wanted to teach us the final lesson.
Je želeo da nas nauči tu zadnju posudnju.
How to go on.
Lekciju kako da nastavimo dalje.
When our time is up. What I want to express is his life was totally consistent with his teachings.
I ono što želim da vam kažem je zapravo da je njegov život bio u potpunosti i istovetno sa njegovim učenjem.
He was not like this modern guru.
On nije bio kao ovaj moderni guru.
Who makes a big show in the public.
Koji pravi veliki show u publici.
And then when you, and you know when he is in private he may lie in the sun to get some nice sun paint and do things we don't even want to imagine. No, he was so consistent. Even the moment of death, he was in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. And therefore he proved that this is the ultimate reality. I want to illustrate Prabhupada's vision by a little detail which struck me just the other day when I read the book A Transcendental Diary.
Čitao sam knjigu Transcendentalni dnevnik i moram da vam kažem jedan primjer gdje me je šlo Prabhupada totalno zapanio.
Srila Prabhupada was leaving through the famous Time magazine.
On je, Srila Prabhupada je reading.
Leaving, it means just there are sometimes colored pictures.
Tamo su ponekad onako ilustracije u boji.
Very good photos.
Yes.
So Prabhupada looked at it and he said to Hari, sorry. Don't read these magazines. They make the material world appear so real. they make this appearance. So you can see, this is someone who is fixed in the reality of Krishna consciousness. And therefore Srila Prabhupada's teachings have so much potency even to this present day. Even if Daksha has met our Mr. King of Tamagun, Mr. Kusturica.
Film man.
Yes. And I met him, I believe, half a year ago, or maybe three quarters of a year ago, and gave him a Bhagavad Gita. Mr. Tamagun said, this is reading this for me is like terapija, moj privatni terapija.
Onda je Gusevica rekao, kada čitam ovu knjigu, to će da bude kao jedna moja privatna terapija.
Because when he makes his film, he goes so much on the mental niveau and has experience so much pain, he told me.
I on je rekao kada producira da ide na toliko puno na taj mentalni nivo i da jako pati za to.
He says every movie for him is like going through the hell.
Ne rekao da svaka produkcija za njega znači prolazak kroz pakao.
That's why people in the modes of nature like them also so much.
Toga ljudi koji su vole te njegove filmove jako.
So you can see why the Prabhupada's books have so much potency.
I onda možete zaista da vidite zašto te knjige što Prabhupada imaju tako puno, tako veliku moć.
Because he perfectly lives what he talks.
Zbog toga što je na savršen.
He perfectly lives what he talks.
Zbog toga što je na savršen način živeo ono što je pričao.
I want to tell you a story. Once there was a woman who had a very sick boy.
Jedna je bila jedna žena koja imala jednu malu tešku i jednu bolest.
Diabetes.
You
know they can't eat sugar. But he likes sweet, like our Slatki Jelena from Beograd. Yeah. She has a Slatki teeth.
Yes. Ona ima tako zube.
And. So everyone had mother got the idea to tell this a saint to tell the boy.
Jednog dana njegova majka došla na ideju da ode kod jednog mudraca I da mu to kaže da mu ono kao što mu to.
So the boy the saint they had to travel I believe for one whole day to meet the saint in the forest.
Oni su morali da ide čak jedan dan do šume da bi ga sreli.
The saint was saying, I'm very sorry, I can't tell your boy. Come back after one week.
On je rekao, izvini, ne mogu da kažem to svom sinu sada, dođi se da je ne bih.
So she followed and after one week she again made the journey of one day to meet him.
Poslije jedne dana, ona je to pratila što sam rekao, poslije jedne dana ona ponovno se našli ka kući po njemu.
And again, and this time the saint said very strongly, "Don't eat sweet."
I to moment se sve rekao, nema da jedeš slatko.
And the boy said, "Dobro."
To rekao dečko.
And he never ate sweet again.
Zaista nije nikada više jeo slatkiš.
So after some time, the mother came back and said, "Why didn't you tell it?" The first time when we came.
And
the saint said, at that time I was still eating sweets myself. But I stopped eating sweets. Because then I knew when I would say it to your son, he would also stop.
Yes,
This is the strength of personal example. Do you understand? You cannot fake Krishna consciousness. Fake means pretend you are. Yes. You cannot fake. It's almost like you cannot fake that you. If I can say yes, nam srpski. With great determination, I can say yes, nam srpski. But then, if you are so reso. Talk. Then you will see. Oh, he does not. So, in the same way, Krishna consciousness, you cannot take him.
I na sličan način svjesnost Krišna je tako, ne možemo da se pretvaramo.
You cannot just, therefore it's not a matter of hairstyle.
I za toga nije zapravo pitanje stila kose.
Or dhoti.
Ili dhotija.
Or zari.
Ili zarija.
It's a matter of the consciousness.
Pitanje je svjesnost.
It's something very difficult.
I to je ono što je veoma teško.
But if you have it,
ali ako ga imate,
it will always be there.
Ono će biti uvijek tamo.
Sometimes it may be covered a little bit.
Ponekad će da bude malo prekriveno.
But only a little.
Ali malo.
It will always be with you wherever you go.
Gdje god odete, to će uvijek da bude tamo.
In your most difficult time.
U najtežim trenucima.
And your most best time.
I u najboljim trenucima.
In life or death.
U životu ili smrti.
It will be with you.
Uvijek će biti sa vama.
Isn't that wonderful?
To nije predivno.
But it means we have to be iskreni.
Ali to znači da trebamo da budemo iskreni.
Sincere. No show.
Bez showa.
Bez showa. Yes. Now I know a new word. This I can remember. This he will hear many times now from me. I will now address the last question. How to come from the unsteady platform to the steady platform?
Želim da kažem još zadnje pitanje, kako da dođemo od neposlanosti svesti Krišne ka poslanosti?
Because we don't have so much time to go through all of the other points.
Do toga što nema tako puno vremena da moramo se cijeli.
But if you are interested in your questions, you can ask, you can come to me when I'm in Beograd, and you can ask your questions personally. If they are not so important for you, you don't need to do this, but if you feel they are important for you, please come. The unsteady platform of Krishna consciousness has six symptoms. One is that you are one day very enthusiastic, but it wanes away like the wax of a candle next morning.
Prva je da ste ponekad veoma entuzijastični, ali taj entuzijazam nestaje kao vosak kada se gore sveće sveće ljudi. Posle se gore ne sveće sveće ljudi.
The second yes? He said properly. The second symptom uno momento. I don't really know if I remember all the six now, but I can. I will just tell you. Yes, it's a question of. It's an existential question. Should I renounce and become a little bit distant from the world, or should I better go into it?
Drugo, jedno drugi je da li trebam da uzmem da budem malo odvojen od ovog sveta ili malo trebam da bi se zabavim.
I was speaking with a devotee who showed this symptom.
Pričao sam sa bhaktom koji je pokazao taj simptom.
This devotee was telling me, Maharaj, I sometimes think I should marry, but my intelligence tells me better not.
Razgovaram s tim bhaktom koji je rekao, imaš Maharaj, pa nekad mi smo trebno sa ovim, a inteligencija mi kaže bolje ne.
I am not a person for marriage.
Ja nisam osoba za ženitbu.
But sometimes still I don't know why it comes, although it is totally unnatural for me.
Iako to potpuno onako neprirodno za mene, ipak to nekad dolazi tako nešto.
I'm thinking of children and of intimacy with a woman. I see many pictures.
Vidim puno slika.
What is this? And sometimes I feel I should just leave everything, go to Vrindavan. And chant and surf? And my mind is going bing, 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 bing. That's a very typical symptom of unsteadiness. You're not fixed in one thing. Another symptom is you make a vow. From tomorrow onwards I will chant 17 and a half rounds. Then you do it for a few days. But then you're back to four rounds, and we don't better discuss how you chant them. Inability to keep on spiritual vows. Another symptom of unsteadiness is a remaining attachment to sense gratification. I must hear Pink Floyd. It's important for my service of cooking. Inspiration. I've heard in Italy, in the kitchen, there was a time when they did this. It was very aesthetic taste. I must hear Bach. Oh, you hear this in Germany a few times. Yeah. This is also Krishna consciousness. Very much. Yeah. In fact, it helps my Krishna consciousness. Hope they don't get the tape. Yeah, it's all right, it's all right. This is called, lingering, or someone says, I can give up everything, but I cannot give up seeing the football world master.
Yes.
This is a must. This is called also a symptom of unsteadiness. You may have your private things also. Yes, we won't get too close. We will respect the distance today. But I know many things here in the room. Now, how to come to the steady platform? Why at all is it desirable to come to a steady platform? Because Krishna only will become revealed on the platform of love for him. Do you know what is love? It means to fix yourself totally on someone and want to serve him. Your mind begins to see everything in relationship to that person. Like when Krishna goes through the forest of Vrindavan, he smells everywhere Radharani, he sees everywhere Radharani, everything is Radha.
Yes.
When the devotees of Krishna go, the pure devotees, they see Krishna everywhere. Prahlad Maharaj was asked, is he also in the pillar?
Prahlad Maharaj was typically in Dalion and Napoleon is in Tuma.
And he saw how Lord was twinkling with his eye. And he said, Da!
Da!
Can't you see him? What's wrong with your vision? So this is love. And only on the platform of love the Lord becomes revealed. Now before that platform comes the platform of steadiness. And the freedom from unnatural desires for material life.
Yes, and
Uruchi taste. So therefore it is good to come from the unsteady platform to the steady platform. That's why our Giridhari wants it so much. That's why our Giridhari is disturbed when he sees his mind is so unsteady. But only it is unsteady, I think, maybe one time a year or so. Not so bad. Or two times. Okay, so these were the three subjects we were talking about. I wanted to talk with you about. Do you have any questions? Yes. What is your name?
Dejan.
Yes, I remember from Belgrade.
Yes.
Thank you for the unique present. From you or from
all devotees.
It is a pen from pure gold. The gold of affection. Affection. That is more golden than any nonsense gold of this world.
И дима, ако напустите отлети на месец и врачи се. Мене баш интересува. Може, мене интересува чисто што значи тази дим. Де е тази дим? Не е то ясно.
When you were giving the seminar class about Bhagavad Gita, in 8th chapter when you were explaining that there are yogis who, when they leave body on the dark period of the day,
yes.
And there is some smoke.
Yes.
I wanted to know if you can say something about it.
Yes. This question is a little mystical, so those of you who can't follow, it's not so important. When it says fire, those who leave fire, this refers to the god of fire, Agni. When it says smoke, it refers to another devata who has a certain planet in this material universe. These devatas are accompanying the soul on its journey toward its respective destination.
Ove devote ili polubogovi zapravo prate dušu do njene određene do njenog određenog mesta ili destinacije.
You can compare it with a simple example.
Tačno jedan veoma jednostavan primjer.
Say I want to go to through to Beograd over Smederevo.
Recimo da želim da idem za Beograd preko Smedereva.
So you then will bring me from Jagodina to Smederevo. And there will be Bhakta Gaya. And Bhakta Gaya will bring me to Beograd. In the same way, the different devatas bring the journey, the soul, from one location to the next.
I na taj način isto kao bogovi ili devate oni vode dušu od jednog mjesta do druge, od jedne lokacije na drugu.
The smoke does not refer to any.
Znači taj dim to nije onaj pravi
dim. Yeah, but it's devata.
To je zapravo polubog.
Yeah. This journeys of the souls are actually known in all traditions. Very much they are known in the shamanistic tradition of the Indiansko American Indians.
Yeah.
And the Hopi Indians have. I don't know if you have studied the culture, but there it is very prominent. I believe the Egyptians also have knowledge of different pathways for the soul. Yeah. And Ishwari said South Africa. Yes. 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 But the most important point, I think you still remember, is a devotee doesn't really have to worry about the time. Because in his case, Krishna personally comes and takes
him.
What could be better? But we must be devotees. Yes, what is your name, please? Jivota.
Yes.
Oh yeah, like Jiva. Jiva does. Yes. Yeah, you go, very good. I want to thank you personally for arranging that nice interview. This is something very important. Because a few hundred people might hear this. I think you should please find out from the lady when it will be broadcasted.
If you have time, today and tomorrow 12, and on Friday, better kada? In a Friday evening.
Evening, not your problem. Good.
But it's around 10, half past 10.
Yeah. But don't forget to give the music to
the lady.
Without it, it's dry. I mean, not too interesting. Yeah.
Not interesting.
Yes.
Can you please tell us something about serving without being attached to the event?
Yes. Krishna describes this as the art of acting. It is something which you have to practice like an art. I have heard that Nanda Dulal is practicing every day, maybe for a few hours, the Gita.
Yes, I'm sure the Nanda Dulal Swaki Dan practice Sirani Gitara Parta.
Because it's an art to play this instrument nicely. Which only comes by practice. Otherwise it just does not come to you, isn't it? So also to act without expecting a result is not so easy. Because if you start to act, you must have something in mind which you want to achieve. Otherwise, how could you act? Let us give an example of cooking. If you don't have the meal in your mind, the ready meal, how will you cook? Now, acting without depending on the result. That you try to give your best. But you know that the result is ultimately dependent on Krishna. Good or bad? Now, Krishna conscious activity means the following. You act, and the result is given to Krishna. Krishna speaks of this in the 9th chapter of the Gita, where he says very clearly, Krishna. Yat karoshi yat ashnasi svesto radish svesto yiddish svesto nurish ili dajes isvi stragosti koje vrishish o kuntin sin ponuri mene. Yes, this is the Croatian, this is not the South India. Isn't it?
No, it's just
the But you said, no, you said, Svesto radish.
That's radish.
You said radish. Radish is better. So that means you act, but the result you give to Krishna. For a materialist, this is almost inconceivable, Jiva. He wants to have the result. Imagine someone runs like a madman in the Olympic sport around the circle, you know. And he happens to be the most maddest of all the five people. Yeah. Yes. And then the person says, "Dobro, but you don't get the first prize. It's the one who came in second. He gets the first prize."
Dobro, ali oni medalje prvi rezultat neće dobiti ti, nego onaj drugi.
most probably this person would die. There would be huge court cases. And so on. So in Krishna consciousness, we give the result to Krishna. And while we do act, we don't consider us the actor. We thank Krishna, thank you that I may do this service now. By your snaga I'm doing this. By your mercy I'm doing this. It's very difficult. But it's an art. You can practice it, like the art of cooking, or the art of painting, or any art. It needs also a little patience, to act, not considering yourself to be the doer, and giving the result to Krishna. Yeah, Basho, yes. Basho, yes. Yes, Basho.
Yes, you were mentioning this without show, and
yes,
we want to know how to become more sincere with our own self, and then also with Krishna.
I know a devotee who was a great showman. And no one of us in Germany could tell him, Prabhu, be natural. It's easier, and no one believes you anyway. You're killing yourself trying to be someone you are not. But it was very, very difficult for him. The only chance to become honest with yourself is if you take a little a distant look at you. I try to see you maybe like others would see you. Not just any other person, but persons who are important to you in your life. And who can see in your heart. And you would see, I'm not the absolute truth. It requires actually the vision of humility. Yes. Sometimes it hurts a lot. But then you feel so relieved. Oh, I'm a simple person. I'm a fallen soul. I need the milas. But Krishna is known as the most merciful, even to the fallen souls. You will feel very satisfied. And very positive. And very encouraged. When we are young, you are all such young people, but when you become older, it becomes much more easier.
Mi se svi tako mladi, ali kada ostavimo, kada budemo stari, onda će to nam biti sve mlađe.
The passion goes a little bit away.
Ta strasta ode.
Yeah. And then you just become interested only in real things.
I onda postajemo zainteresovani samo za prave stvari.
Yeah, but young people, it's sometimes difficult for young people. It's a very good question. Do you know what humility in Chinese means? I don't know the Chinese how they ring Wong Xing Sheng. I don't know. To translate it into English, it means the ability to see the truth.
Ali kada prevedete tu reč kinesku na engleski, onda znači mogućnost da vidite istinu.
In Serbski culture, it means an emotional problem.
Naši srpski kulturi to znači jedan onako duhovni emotivni problem.
He is Snaga Mucharski. Oh, you know, like when we went out of Beograd, we saw Snaga Jenensky, you know, she had to put all the hair red. Like a lion. Yes, and then all black around here, and some war paintings on the cheeks.
Yes.
Not very humble. Very much in the world of falsity. So false that she had to even color her.
Yeah.
Red is better than brown. Sincere means sincera. The English word sincere is the Serbian word iskren, but sincere, let's say, means it comes from the Latin sine sera. Yes, sine means without, and sera means wax. So you might say, what has the word sincerity to do with the description without what? Let us go into the history to find the answer. When the Romans built up the Roman Empire, they were the richest political power in Europe. Number one. Like today, the Nemetskas are. Then, everyone was building their houses with marble. And that was a business boom for the marble dealers. But like all businessmen, they also were cheating. So they sold blocks of marble which had like cracks, or where there was a little missing, but they covered it with wax.
predavali su taj nabor koji je imao neke pukotine ili neki deo stali, ali oni su se rekeli sa mostom.
So it looked like good marble.
But
it was bad marble. Then, when the summer came, it was the cheating was exposed. And then one Roman emperor became aware of this, and he made a law.
Imperator je postao sveti dobar.
Sine sera, without what?
Sine sera, bez voska.
It was an order to the marble industry.
I to je bilo rečeno, naređenje u industriji mama.
Mamo, yes.
Mer.
Mer, yes. So this, I feel, is very important for a good lesson for us. They made something, insincerity means to make something appear like it is not. This bad marble,
this
bad
becomes
dobro marble. Yeah. So an insincere person will, in the same way, hide his weaknesses. And cheat himself in Krishna. But the sun will come. Koi jivat? Sun must come. You become more sincere if you understand how wonderful Krishna is. How he is a friend of the devotees. How he wants you back in this virtual world. How he wants to dance with you. And eat with you. And walk with you through the forest of Vrindavan. Yes, where even the trees are servants. To bow down and give their fruits to the lotus feet of the Lord. Then Krishna will say, what do you want? And you will say, your service. Yes. This is the last question. Yes, then we will take prasadam. Maybe those who are arranging prasadam should or there are devotees downstairs. Lilavati, you are mostly can you check? No prasadam.
Boga.
Boga. But later, so later it will be made. Okay, if it's not done now, then can we? Will you take care, or is the you will go to Beograd most probably? Anyway, so let us finish here. We ate yesterday late, no problem. What is your question?
This person who hears this very mind, and then she is really confused because she doesn't know this enjoyment which comes from her side. Is this because of her own tendency to enjoy, or because the person is just happy?
Is it just
speaking and I'm aware that these are not my words, and then I'm just enjoying these nice words. And then I see that this person is so positive and becoming a bit confused.
the person is what enlivened.
Yes, the person looks very happy and honest.
I understand because why she said I learned that there's no enjoyment in Krishna consciousness. Your question is very good.
What is the about?
There is no material enjoyment in Krishna consciousness. But there is spiritual
enjoyment.
See, in this world there is a river. It is a wonderful river.
Yeah.
The whole universe can go to this river and drink and get water from it. The water is not just H2O with a few fishes inside. It is called Krishna Katha. Tava Katha Mritam Tapta Jivanam. It is said like this. That we should go to the great people, to the great souls who can make this river accessible to us. The water of this river is totally spiritual, and it begins to flow when the Krishna Katha is, when talks about Krishna is done. Three types of people can enjoy this river. The speaker, the one who has asked the question, and the third one is someone who just listens. So sometimes it happens even to a new devotee like you,
that
all of a sudden this mystical river appears and it flows and flows.